Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Do you struggle to feel the presence of God with you throughout stressful days? Prayer in Motion by Jennifer Tucker shows you how to bring prayer into your daily routine through simple movements and mindful rhythms that draw your heart and mind back to God anytime, anywhere. Get your copy now wherever you buy books.
Rotators, we're here for part two of episode one, and I am very excited, and I hope that you have been enjoying this wonderful and beautiful arc. I had a great time doing it. It was weird and wonderful and wacky and wild and just so perfectly Rotating Heroes. We have some really cool changes and everything happening over at Rotating Heroes right now, which is including bringing on a producer, and I just want to take a moment to say a huge, massive, wild, and ridiculous thank you to everyone who listens to the show, who has been supportive, whether you're on the Patreon or not. I just want to say a massive, massive thank you for being a part of this community. You are the reason that we're able to do stuff like that, and it is going to make the biggest difference in my life in terms of being able to produce the best possible show for you guys. So really, really appreciate it, and I am really, really excited for this next change, this next chapter in the Rotating Heroes life. So regardless of whether you're on the Patreon or not, I just want to say a huge, overwhelming, and massive thank you. Anyway, that's enough rambling for me. Let's take it away. Past me. You still have to listen to me. I'm sorry.
Wow, that is really cool. You know, very interesting. That is actually part of the reason why I hired the ship, was to try and to study some more of this. Maybe, if you don't mind, I could take a look inside of your brain.
This tiny little wooden drone kind of, it's like trying to climb up your body, pops the panel again. And you just feel something scraping against your brain. Don't worry, I'm just going to take a very, very small sample.
Of my brain?
Yes, is that okay?
Yeah, sure. Who's the elf over there?
Oh, I don't know. At this point, Hubert will step forward and go, I'm very confused as to what's happening here. So you said your name was Brian, correct?
Yeah, Brian, Fumigator, Exterminator, all that kind of stuff.
Fumigator, Exterminator, okay, that's potentially useful, maybe. Listen, problem is, Brian, is we are on a pretty tight schedule to get Dr. Cover here to Sim, and we don't really have time for a stop-off. We could just sort of fire you off in a direction, or you could come with us. That might be a bit of an inconvenience. We could always use with an extra few hands. We did just lose some crew, so if you're looking for a job, by any chance.
Oh, yeah, no, I'll step into any roles that, you know, are about because I like dead guys. Yeah, sure.
Oh, that was incredibly easy. I was expecting to sort of really have to twist your arm and really apologize for the fact that we've sort of somehow kidnapped you because Bugsley decided to pick up a stray head. And okay, good.
No, you're good. Lucian's a good guy.
You hear from inside the ship.
Hey, listen. It's not just picking up stray heads, okay? They might have had some important information about what happened with the cruise ship. I was trying to look out for everyone.
As it appears, that is the ship talking. That is Bugsley talking.
Ember's just still standing outside of the entrance with the head, and she keeps, like, all you can see, I guess, from the distance is that she's holding the head, dropping and then catching.
No, please. No, yeah, please, why?
And then dropping and then catching him. Have you tried floating, though?
Have I tried floating? Well,
look, just real think real hard. Think real hard. I'm going to drop one, three, two, one.
No! No.
You didn't do it again. All right.
I don't think that I have that capability. You see, this isn't a I've always been ahead situation. This was a I was recently beheaded situation.
Oh, recent.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do?
I fell out with some, and you see that he takes a second, and now that you've kind of, I'm assuming because I've turned around and he's having this conversation with you, with some people who were... Do you know what? You can go ahead and just throw me off the side, actually. I'm good. I don't... I'm good. I can leave. I could leave right now. I don't need to...
No, no. Tell me your secret. Tell me your secrets.
No. I don't think I would want to do that.
Tell me your secret. Please. Tell me your secret.
Somebody else, please. Please take me.
I want to know. I want to know. Look. I need to know something. I'm a little confused.
I'm very confused also.
Okay, well, tell me what you know.
But I'm worried that if I tell you what I know, that you might kill me.
No, I promise I won't kill you.
But I don't think that that's a promise that you can make.
A pinky promise. Oh, shit.
Rude. Just rude.
I'm so sorry. What if, and she just like taps her nose like an Eskimo kiss, like back.
What the hell are you? No. Absolutely. What are you? No.
No.
No. Ooh. No.
No. It's I promise.
You smell different. What the heck is going on?
Oh yeah, there's just some like little elderflower scent. You like it?
No, but no. It's you don't smell like death.
Oh, what? Well, why would I smell like death, sir?
Okay, listen. Everyone's looking at us, and I. Listen, take me over there, right to the edge of the ship. You know, the bit over there, the
point.
Okay,
okay.
Just take us away from
okay,
these
sure,
other,
sure
other
thing.
Two, okay?
Okay,
all
right, okay, I'm walking away. Ember will just wave with the head. I'll be right back.
Can I ask Johnny and Ed to take off your headphones, please?
Oh, okay.
What the absolute hell is going on? How are you, and here, and talking?
What?
Who? You know what I mean.
What?
You know what I mean.
Are you also a visitor?
What? To this ship? Yes, I guess. That's a weird way
no,
to put it.
No, God. What are you talking about? Okay, you speak first.
You are dead.
No. I think I would know if I was dead, sir.
I think I would know if I'd have seen exactly you dead.
What you've seen me dead?
Yes, extremely. Well, not extremely actually. I guess the opposite of extremely. Like you were sat up, but you weren't able to talk, and you smelled like death because you were dead. You were definitely dead. 100. You were 100% dead.
That must have been someone that looked like me. Sir, I've been alive my entire life.
No, I promise you, because Tundra recognized you, so it's absolutely...
Tundra? Hold on. And she brings him real close. What did you just say?
I said that Tundra recognized you, so it was definitely you.
Tundra. What is that... Oh God! When you say that name, it just...
What do you mean? You don't know Tundra? What the hell is going on?
No! I know it. I've been a little fuzzy lately. I've been a little fuzzy, but I know it. My heart is hurting when you say that.
Oh God, no!
Who are you?
My name is Lucien. You see, I've run afoul of some vampires. They chopped my head off. And then I went on a little adventure with Ollie and Shaddy and Tundra. And you are Tundra's partner, yes? But you were dead. We saw you. We saw your sort of body that had been sort of reanimated.
Oh my god. Oh
what? What was it? What was it?
No. Something's wrong. Something's wrong. No.
Okay,
no.
Listen. You need to put it together because everyone's looking at you, and I think that this is probably like
fuck.
We need to figure out what
no,
the hell is going on.
Tundra's. Tundra's my wife.
Right. Okay. Good. Well, I'm glad that we established that.
Okay, but Tundra. Are you telling me Tundra's alive?
What? Well, last time I checked, yes. But they did also shoot me out of the side of a cruise ship before it started going all weird and making white flashes and all kinds of strange noises.
Okay, look, you can't tell anyone. I've been real confused since I arrived here. Things work all sorts of different ways.
What do you mean, all sorts of different ways? What do you...
You know, that there's these things called pineapples here.
Right. You are a few crisps short of a picnic, aren't you?
I don't know what that means.
Okay, listen, we're going to figure out what's happening, but I think we just need to keep a low profile and not maybe mention this to people.
Yeah, don't tell anyone.
Because this feels like you being dead might be something that concerns people.
I'm not dead.
But listen. I'll give you a little thing. Yeah, I'm listening. Here. Okay, I'm also dead, so now we both got a secret, okay? I'm a vampire. It's the reason why my head's still alive, okay?
You're a vampire?
Yes, but it's fine. Don't worry about it. I can hide my fangs. Look, watch.
Oh, wow.
But yes,
wow.
But don't tell anyone, okay? And then we both have a secret, okay? Mutually assured destruction, okay?
Do you need to, like, eat some things?
I would love to at some point, yes.
Suck some blood.
Okay, well, that's a little racist, actually.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I didn't realize. Okay. Do you want to, like, just, like, hang on a satchel by my side?
Sure. Yes, why not? Yeah, let's do that. Why not? I'm kind of used to it.
I'll just wrap him up in, like, a scarf hanging by your belt. Okay, let's just be totally normal. Oh, sorry, let me uncover your mouth.
Thank you so much.
Let's just be like real normal when we go back. We'll just tell them, you know, we were talking about normal shit.
So normal. So normal. You see, in fact, roll me a deception check or performance check, Ember, to rejoin the group in a really like unconspicuous way. Like, you just had a totally normal conversation and nothing happened.
Just, yeah.
And I think, okay, as this has been going on, Brian has probably been filling in the assembled, what happened about the Shadesmar and the light, and then poof, 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 and then, I don't know, I'm with this little guy.
Okay, I rolled a 12. Oh, so that's what cereal is. Wow.
You saunter back in, you're doing a good job, and then you shout, "That's what cereal is." And everyone's like, huh, okay. Wasn't questioning it until now. You see Hubert runs off and grabs like this old sort of looking kind of geared, like covered in gears, like transistor looking style radio, and kind of like clicks it on as you hear a
deep space dial. Well, 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 ladies and gentlemen, hey, Vox Vinny here, and boy, do I have a story to tell you. First of all, I just saw a couple of random guys showed up on my doorstep. That's never happened before. They appeared in a white flash, and then they seemed to disappear. There was a giant. That was crazy. Anyway, that's actually not the craziest thing that's happened, okay? The craziest thing that's happened is I'm hearing that apparently the Shadesmar that just left Anvil to start its one-year tour of the nebula, something strange's gone on, and half of the people got bamfed all around Axis. And what I'm hearing is that there has been very minimal casualties, and there was a vampire incursion which tried to happen, but luckily the weapon systems took care of it. I'm not 100%, I'm getting the story as we speak, you know, I'm getting updates right this second. But I'm hearing that there is a somebody who survived all of this, somebody who maybe, people are saying, could be the hero of the day, who maybe has saved the Shadesmar from whatever strange happening and occurrence. It is an impressive-looking individual known as Tundra. Apparently was found nearly dead in the solarium.
Ember grabs the radio, clasps it, and is holding it to her face, eyes wide.
It was a whole thing, ladies and gentlemen. A truly incredible and amazing feat performed, apparently, by this. There is, I'm getting more information as we speak, and I'll obviously fill everyone in, but until then, here is the Spider Goose.
There's not a real guy in there.
Oh, yeah, okay, thank you, Sprocket.
It's no trouble.
I'm just going to put this back down.
Wow, that is quite strange. I wonder what has taken place aboard that ship.
Moro Casino, America's
social casino.
Welcome to Modo Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Modo Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Anyways,
a hero of the realm must be really cool.
Yes, I guess so.
Well, technically there were two heroes that day, because I was on the outside making sure that the perimeter was all, you know, spick and span. So, you know, you got two heroes, this Tundra fella and this guy.
It's important work.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that is cool. I did not realize this ship had such classy inhabitants. I feel like I should have paid more. I'm just joking, as Hubert's like, ah.
Not a fella, if I were going to guess.
Yeah, I think that is true. I think if I was to guess too, I would probably think Tundra is not a fella, maybe.
Right. Okay. Are you done with the head, by the way?
No, head's staying here. And the head is wrapped in a scarf hanging from my belt right now.
Hello. Brian, I'm glad to see that you're awake. How are you?
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm good. It's good to see you too. You let me know when you want to play soccer again.
Okay? Yes, no, absolutely. That was great fun. Yeah, love that. Love that, you playing soccer with your two legs. It was great.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, do you like that?
No, I didn't. Don't do it, please. Again, don't kick my head. Thank you.
We could make that happen.
No, more of us. No.
Be fun.
No. I my body is still suffering punishment as we speak, so I'd rather, you know, we keep that to a minimum.
Can you still feel it? Can you feel your body?
Oh, yes, I can indeed. Yes, it's still being tortured somewhere in the depths of a cave. So, no need to worry about it. Anyway, what's the deal with this place? What's happening here?
Well, I was just explaining to everyone what happened to me. Big, boom, aboard the Shades Morin. Oh, by the way, I don't think we've met. And he reaches out a hand towards you, Ember, and name's Brian.
Oh, hi, Brian. It's just a pleasure to meet you. I'm Ember. I'm so happy you're here.
Oh, well, thank you very much. It's, it's nice to be back on solid ground, you know.
As the ship goes like that, and you like
it. Yeah, it looks like you had a rough go of it.
I'm kind of used to being battered around a little bit. It's what I do, I'm trying to raise enough money for extra limbs and such, and he detaches one of his limbs and just kind of like moves it like a little puppet and then pops it back on, and yeah, I'm falling apart a little bit. In my mind, too. I'm just kidding. I'm great.
Okay.
I guess you probably have been struggling to get parts ever since they stopped making... They shut down... Torlet family shut down robotics division because, since we discovered Sim and there was the semi-organic, you know, people suddenly were like, robots feel a little gross when there is kind of living, you know, metal creatures. It's like people just get kind of funny about robots now, and so they didn't make them anymore, and so... Yes, I have actually seen quite a lot of, mechanical creations that are a bit sort of run down. There's like a whole scrapyard of them on Mardin where you could probably get some really nice parts, actually, in that place.
I guess so, but I've never had a job that kind of takes me in that direction. But 8R models, any I can find, a little bit off, a little bit on. Hey, little guy, you deal much with robotics, little Adonis fella?
Yeah. I mean, I'll work with just about anything, really, as long as I can reach it.
yeah, you're kind of short.
No, I'm 4 foot. I'm 4 foot.
Yeah, you're perfect. You're perfect, Sprocket.
I don't know, looking, just sort of eyeballing you, I would say 3'11", probably, no?
No, a lot of people say that. But it's not true.
But if a lot of people like everyone says that, then is that not true, probably?
Yeah, but who knows me better than me, eh?
Well, you don't see yourself.
I see myself as a pretty hard worker, and that's what I'm here to do. So we got a job, let's go on with it.
Speaking of, actually, and you see that Dr. Kova turns around to Hubert and says,
Mr. Hubert, this sprocket individual is fascinating and really, really quite impressed by the mind. Do you think I could pay extra and have Sprocket come with me to my mission? And Hubert's like, sorry, Sprocket's like 100% not sort of, you know, he doesn't just sort of work exclusively for me. I've hired him on board, so it's kind of like a really like a him decision as opposed to a me decision. Otherwise, I'd say yes, of course, obviously anything for the client, right? But you can't really say yes to that one. That would be improper. She immediately whirls around. So, anyway, I have this thing that I was hoping, Sprocket, maybe you could help me with, because I am intrigued and think that maybe you and the listening that you were doing to the tree could be helpful for me.
Oh, yeah? All right. Who else is going?
Just us, I think. But don't worry, I am very strong. And you see that, like, immediately as she sort of lifts up to, like, flex or whatever, she, like, trips over her own shoelace and falls over.
Oh.
Right.
Oh, that is, whoops, sorry, I have very little depth perception, that is why I use medic, mostly for that, but it's fine, don't worry.
What kind of mission is this?
It's easy, we're just going into simulation. Anyone who has, actually, which would be Brian and, I'll say Sprocket as well, any kind of experience on sim, you can go ahead and give me a, make it a, yeah, we'll do history. Why not?
18.
19.
As soon as you hear the word simulation, both of you probably feel a little terrified. Simulations basically are the embryum, which is this kind of metal that comes from the center of sim, is a living metal, and what it does essentially is a wellspring will rise up to the surface. It will find something, it will kind of search for something that it wants to copy, and then the embryum, however much of it there is, will kind of form a copy of that thing. That's what happens with like raw embryo, right? So that's why we now get like, you know, humanoids, like, you know, essentially our version of Warforged. You get, you know, big, kind of large kind of creatures that are fully kind of semi-organic. The metal is kind of either copied or made their own kind of slight version of. And simulations are basically these wellsprings of embryum that for whatever reason refuse to pick a solid form, and it causes, it's basically like pure chaos, and it can be like a whole plane. They're kind of likened to like volcanoes, except for it's just like raw, unchecked magical chaos essentially inside them. They're like extremely unstable, and not many people that have been into a simulation have actually made it out again.
Ooh, I don't know, mate. I mean, I've got a pretty sick tree on my hands, and really my first priority is working out what's wrong with that, if I'm honest.
Or simulation sounds fun.
What, sorry, you like the sound of... Yes, I like it too. I think it is really interesting. The things that we could discover, it would be just incredible. And, well, it could help with the tree, maybe. Who knows?
Well, yeah, you know, if Ember's in, maybe I should reconsider.
That was a crazy switch. That was so quick. How come?
No, what are you talking about? No, just, I think, just very... She made a very persuasive argument there. It does sound like fun.
Okay. Well, I didn't necessarily... I don't need any muscle or anything. I'm fine, Ember, though. I appreciate you offering, but...
You don't want company?
Well, it's just that I am perfectly capable. You know, I am so big and strong, right? I am easy... I'm good at... yes, I can fight, yes.
Yeah. I'm just gonna push him over.
You don't even push them. You go to like, you make the gesture, and they're like, wah! And they kind of like immediately then fall over.
Okay, maybe you have slight point that I could maybe use a little tiny bit of help, but it just,
yeah,
like,
come on.
You know, that is it. We don't need a big party, because I've heard the simulations can get weird the more people that you have, so.
But Brian doesn't even know anyone.
Who are you? Sorry, I've completely blanked.
Oh, Amber.
Yes, no, of course. You're in Little Sprocket.
That is very true, actually. It would be silly to go to a simulation without some form of embryum to make possible connection with it. Yes, Brian, you will come too.
Yeah, fuck, yeah. Wait, I mean, yeah, sure. And he just sort of steps forward, this gangly 6-foot rust bucket, and just... yeah, no, okay. So long as I get paid at the end of the day, I'm all good. I am going to need a couple of things. I'm going to need some spray bottles. Yeah, that's it.
You just need some spray bottles? What for?
Oh, like fumigation and kind of like pests and stuff like that. I can work up all kinds of stuff.
Sure, I think we could probably organize for you to have some spray bottles. Okay, yes.
Heck yeah.
Okay. Do we have any other requests that we need to get before we go to this?
Oh, I could do with a new rag.
Just a new rag. Okay, sure. Yes, of course. Yeah.
I mean, snacks would be great.
Yes, that's probably, we can do that. Hubert, we can get snacks. And Hubert's like, yes, we can get snacks. I would love to. We do have a little while, though, before we're going to get to Sim. So, you know, perhaps I can have Sprocket still look at the tree, you know, before we, you know, do the whole you leaving thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it'll probably take us a week or so. We're a little out of the alignment festival, so travel between the planets is a little longer. But that's fine. Well, I guess... Welcome on board, Brian!
Yeah, Brian!
Well done, Brian, mate.
Yeah, no, thanks for rolling out the red carpet. This is lovely. Nice place you got here.
As you look off of the side of this dark-hulled boat, you can now see there are, like, a number of ships kind of surrounding, you know, in the surrounding kind of space, and you appear to be in what looks like a rather large... current, these kind of like shimmering, almost like tubes of like movement through the nebula. And the Silverhawk is currently riding one of these currents as it's making its way towards Sim. After some time, Bugsley goes and like docks back inside of the Silverhawk, and you all have a little bit of free time. You have a little bit of downtime. We'll say this is like later in the evening. I think Dr. Kova probably has like gathered you guys to kind of give you a bit more information on like what's going on. But perhaps before that happens, Sprocket, did you want to go back and do any further investigations with the tree or anything like that?
Absolutely. Yes, please.
Marvelous. I guess actually what I will say is that you do get the sample back. Maddox tells you that nothing came back untoward about the sample. So it doesn't seem like it's a sort of physical sickness necessarily. And there's nothing kind of odd or different about that. But I think as you spend a bit more time and you kind of feel it, that sense of unbalance still is like really, really hanging in the air.
I think I just want to continue to spend some time with the tree, just sort of trying to understand it, like almost like communing with it.
Can you roll me an insight check, please? I'll say that Dr. Kova is there helping as well, giving the help action.
Okay, that's good, because my wisdom modifier is -2.
Ooh, good.
And I have rolled... In fairness, that's a 14, so that's a 12.
You, Sprocket, suddenly... It's very fleeting. It's very, very fleeting. You get a sensation as you sort of try to attune yourself to this tree. And I think you suddenly understand where the sense of imbalance comes from. As somewhere deep in this tree, off to one side, you suddenly get this really unsettling and uneasy feeling. Something in there makes you feel, it's almost like a form of like existential dread suddenly washes over you. Like, you suddenly become so aware of your existence in a way that makes you feel deeply uncomfortable. And as you're making contact with this tree, there's a moment where that sensation and feeling kind of washes over you. And I think reflexively, you like have to take your hand off of the tree. But you kind of sense like where it was physically, kind of like in the tree.
Okay. I'd like to reach that point, if I may.
Yeah. So you head up to the deck, and as you climb up, you do see there's a little knot
on a branch just ahead of, like, just up from you. And as you look towards the knot, you get that same feeling. And I'm going to need you to make me a charisma saving throw.
Okie dokie. Ooh. All right.
Oh, my.
Plus 7 on this, so fingers crossed. 14, that is dirty 21.
You feel suddenly this feeling wash over you, and there is this incredibly powerful impulse for you to get as far away from this thing as possible. You just about manage to hold on to yourself and kind of keep your wits about you, and you think that, like, you've got a beat on this thing now, so if you wanted to go and investigate it, like, you feel like it would be relatively safe.
Yeah, go on then. I reckon my lunch has moved up from my fourth stomach to my third stomach, but, like, I'm all right. Yeah, I'd love to have a closer look. I'd like to just sort of reach into one of my horns and just pull out sort of a bandana and tie it around my head, like, keep the sweat out my eyes.
So cool. Wait, what's your hair situation? Sorry, this is important for me to know.
Oh, that's a good question. I think it's probably quite short. Like, it's kind of almost, it's almost cropped like a hawk.
Okay, but you're covered in fur, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm covered in fur, but it's not like, well, it's like quite dense. It's almost like, it's not quite as long as like a Highland cow, but it's got that kind of texture to it.
Okay. Nice.
You just became 32% more cute.
Hell yeah.
Man, people are going to get in the comments now being like, only 32% for a Highland cow? How dare you? They're adorable.
Well, but yeah, if you imagine you got a Highland cow's fringe and just like gelled it up. So it's more like a faux hawk.
Absolutely spectacular. Absolutely spectacular.
Yeah.
As you climb up to this branch, you look inside this knot, and whatever is inside this knot is darker than black. It is there is an endless feeling to what you are looking into. And there is something that is simultaneously drawing you into it and casting you out of it.
I mutter to myself, well, there's your problem. Okay, so again, I wouldn't say Sprocket is sort of aware of his magic, like, in the same way like a wizard would be. I want to dispel magic here.
Okay.
And I kind of want him to sort of reach in with both hands, almost like this is maybe just like a stubborn lug nut that can be unspun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want him just to see if he can grasp hold of this thing and maybe, like, just, like, take it out of there.
Yeah.
Basically. Please.
You reach your hands in, and I'm going to need you to roll me a d20, I think, plus your spell modifier. Is that right?
DC plus that spell's level. Okay. My spell modifier is plus 4. That's a 13 for a 17 total.
As you reach in, we're going to cut down below the deck to where Dr. Kova, Hubert, Brian, and Ember currently are kind of gathered around a table waiting for Sprocket to come back and report on the findings from the tree. And Hubert has this moment where he starts kind of like muttering to himself a little bit, and he seems sort of oddly confused and seems a bit agitated almost. Sorry, everyone. I feel like I'm having a little moment, actually.
You all right, Hubert?
You see, the thing is, this is going to sound really crazy.
Well, go on, then.
The ship was fine when we left the port. But then I also remember the ship being not fine and getting Sprocket. And obviously Sprocket's here, so the ship must have been not fine, but that thing wasn't... What? The tree wasn't sick. I feel like I remember a... It's all... I can't explain how
It's possible, but it almost feels like there's two of today.
Hubert, tell me the five most popular fruits of Anvil.
Well, pineapple, obviously, number one. But wait, no, it could be an apple. I feel like I. Oh no, I don't.
You need some nicotine gum?
Yes, sure. I could.
Hey, there we go.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Ember, can I get you to roll me a Constitution saving throw, please?
Yeah. Something I'm really good at.
Oh yeah. What is your Constitution modifier?
-1.
Oh,
baby.
Very good. Very good.
The muscle.
Oh yeah. That's gonna be 3.
You have incredibly high passive perception, and so I will give Ember the opportunity to see this first. Ember, your hands are kind of resting on the table as you're looking, and everyone's seeing sort of slightly confused, looking towards Hubert. And there is other people that you're with are kind of looking at Hubert. You're kind of sat across from him. You look down at the back of your hand, and it doesn't hurt. You don't feel anything untoward necessarily, but your skin begins to split.
Oh, that ain't right.
And as if a little ravine or crevice is appearing in the back of your hand, and there is a strange golden energy that seems to be emanating from this ravine. It's not bleeding, it's not painful, but it does appear to be growing.
Okay, I'm just gonna grab Lucian's head and put it on my hand. Say, can you fix this?
Can I fix this? What?
Can you fix this?
No, what the hell is that? What's happening to your hand? What's happening to your hand?
No, okay, Lucian, fix it.
What do you mean, fix it?
No one's looking, just fix it.
What am I gonna do, stick my tongue in it? What the fuck am I supposed to do? I'm a head.
I don't know, yeah, what, no, but you...
What do you mean?
Maybe special. Maybe you're saliva.
What? You want me to spit in it? You want me to spit in it? That feels like the wrong thing. I'll be honest.
Okay, I don't know how it works.
No, I get that, and I understand that you're sort of probably panicking a little bit and just sort of seeking.
I mean, you're a head that's alive. Okay.
Sure. I still feel like it's a little illogical.
You can't like heal my shit.
I don't have a healing capacity. No.
Okay, well,
I might do with my body, but you know.
If you add your body, see, so it's not so far fetched, is it, that I suggested?
But when I'm ahead, it's far fetched, yes.
All right, what do I do?
I don't know, but they're looking at you again.
Oh. Hey, guys.
Hey, what's going on over there with your hand?
I think it's got something to say. I'll hold it out sideways so it looks like a little mouth.
Oh. Okay. All right. I'm out.
It says,
thanks, everyone. No, you're all good.
No, it says, help me. Help me. Please help me. Close my hand.
There's a little thud on the table as Maddox, the little wooden robot, lands on the table and kind of goes and examines it. And does a little scraping from like the inside.
Ooh, ow. Ooh. Ow.
Turns around for a second and... Dr. Cover? We have a situation here.
What's the situation?
This has all of the properties that's reading the same as inertium, which for everyone's benefit, inertium is the metal that is found natively on Mardeen, which is a type of metal which completely ignores gravitational force and energy on it. It creates its own gravitational pull, basically. But that doesn't look anything like inertium. Could it be? And the doctor's like, no, don't be ridiculous.
Could it be?
I think something very strange is happening. And as this happens, you see that Hubert's nose starts bleeding and he collapses onto the table.
No, Hubert!
Oh, shit! And Brian immediately reaches across the table and starts pulling the nicotine gum away from him and just stubbing it back in his pocket. I didn't mean to!
Sprocket, As you reach your hands inside this tree and cast Dispel Magic, you feel something push against your hands, but not like outward or inward, just like you feel pressure in your hands. And as you cast the spell, you feel the spell kind of go off, right? You feel it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it so immediately is gone completely. But as you make contact and you feel that pressure, there is suddenly something which you know, and you cannot explain how that you know, but there is something like a truism almost, like that you realize that whatever this thing is, it shouldn't be here. It's wrong, but not like, oh, this is like, you know, oh, it shouldn't be here because it's a bad thing and we don't want it here. As in, this isn't of this world.
Okay. Cool.
And unlike anything you've ever encountered before. And the final thing that happens is as you go to remove your hands, you see a shiny purple eye just opens in the middle and then closes again.
Bollocks.
And I think as you stand on this sort of tree branch, having just been perceived by whatever that eye was, and as our duo downstairs are marveling at the back of Ember's hand and concerned for Hubert's health, as he seems to have collapsed, all of you feel that same feeling that I described earlier, Sprocket feeling. There is just this, almost like this pit that seems to open up, and you feel this sense of overwhelming dread. And all of you get one last thing, a flash. There is a flash, just for a split second, of what you're seeing right now, but some of the details have just changed. It's tiny. So for you, Sprocket, there is a flash, and you look out at this tree, and you suddenly, the knot is in a different place, and the tree branches are in a different place. And it's split second. And for Ember and for Brian, you're sat, there's a flash, and suddenly, like, everyone else at the table is, like, sat in different seats.
And oh my god, Brian has a mustache.
Yeah, Brian has a mustache in this world. It's really long. The mustache is so long, it's kind of curling around his top lip.
And I also speak like this.
Yeah. Which would be better for the vocal cords of the said actor that's performing that version of Brian, but unfortunately,
nah,
you know.
Nah.
Nah, this is fine.
Nah, this is good.
So you all get this very momentary flash of something. And that is where we're going to go ahead and end this episode of the Rotating Heroes podcast.
Ooh,
that was good. That was good.
What a good horn.
That was a very good little bugle.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the episode. I was like, yeah, that was a great episode. Thank you so much, though.
I set up such a good story.
The episode was mid. thank you so much to my wonderful rotators. Thank you, everyone who listened. And I'm very excited to find out what happens next. Ooh, mysteries afoot. Poor Hubert. Who knows? Who knows what's happened to poor Hubart? And if you want to know the origins of Hubart, maybe check out the Ark Box. I feel like we're going to have to explain that at some point because we're going to keep saying it. So before we love you and leave you all, our great and incredible audience, why don't all of you go ahead and tell us what you've got going on? So Ed, Spence, why don't you jump in and tell the audience what's happening in the world of Mr. Spence?
I am Edward Spence. You can find me everywhere under my actual legal professional name, Edward Spence. But you can also go check out the award-winning miniatures game that I helped design, Armored Clash. And by this stage, the new edition of War Cradle Studios' flagship game, Dystopian Wars, will also be out. It's a miniatures naval game.
You can also check out past series that I've been involved with over at Wounded Warrior Project, raising monies for veterans and their families in the form of Eden Falls, Paradise Lost, Shadows of Gotham, and our award-winning Next Chapter of Middle Earth, which the wonderful Jasper William Cartwright is in, The Fourth Age. But yeah, lots of lovely things. And yeah, I'll throw it over to the wonderful Josephine McAdam.
Oh, why would you do that?
Yeah, you've got your shit together when it comes to plugging stuff, Ed, okay? So the rest, it makes the rest of us look bad, so...
Really intimidating.
But truly nothing else in my life, though. Truly nothing else.
I'm horrendously, notoriously bad at this. You can find me at JCVIM everywhere, which is probably the best way to keep up because I'm notoriously bad at remembering what is coming out when or what and what point in time we are when this releases and what's coming. So the best way to keep up is probably to follow on socials, whether it's Instagram or Blue Sky. But you can, you know, catch some of my past work as well with LA by Night, Battle for Beyond, Haunted City, things and stuff. Or if you want to watch some movies and some horror anthology films.
Hell yeah.
Scare Package, The Mortuary Collection. It's a fun time. Spooky season's somewhat on the way.
Okay.
Have at it.
Have at it, everyone. That's what you heard it here. Have at it. Johnny, what are you having at recently?
Well, immediately after this, I'm going to have a nap, but none of you are invited.
What? Oh, no. Wow.
That's fair.
Yup.
What if I'm already there and I'm already having a nap?
Then sure, why not? But you can find me on youtube.com/Johnny Chiodini. I also have Patreon at patreon.com/Johnny Chiodini. Good luck spelling the surname. You can also find me running Dungeons & Dragons on Oxventure. That's youtube.com/Oxventure. I mean, at the time of recording, Weirdwood Season 2 is underway, so it'll probably be out by the time this goes live. So you've got two whole seasons to watch.
Woo!
That'll be nice for you, unless you don't like it, in which case it won't. That's about the size of it, really.
But it will be nice for you because everyone likes it, because it's great.
It's very good.
And Johnny's great. So
that's very kind.
Thank you for my wonderful guests. If you enjoyed this, make sure to check out World's Lair, which is where we're going to have our first Rotating Heroes live show, which I'm very, very excited about. Some of these folks are going to be there, which is going to be dope. Yeah, there's like loads of stuff going on. We've just released new artwork. We've got all kinds of bits going on. So yeah, keep it locked over to the Patreon. And you can follow me at JW_Cartwright on all of the social medias. And hopefully... I have nothing to plug because I really want some time off. If I start plugging stuff as of next episode, then that means that I failed in my plan and I'm busy again. But I hope I will have nothing. That's my hope. That soon I will be like, I'm not doing anything other than this. That would be great. Just for like a week, you know? Just for a week. Anyway, we'll see.
No,
I doubt it. But thank you so much to my wonderful rotators of the first episode of Arc 2.
Thank you, Jasper.
Yeah, thanks, Jasper.
Thank you, Jasper. Thanks. Thank you, Daddy.
Wow. That, fine. I'm okay with that. I'm like, this is, okay, let's go. Anyway, I'm going to go take a nap with Ed, I guess, now.
fine.
That was the insinuation. Marvelous, we'll be back next week with an art box, so make sure you come and check out that. We'll be discussing this week's episode. That's about it. And there is only one thing that we say at the end of these episodes now... And that's
Yippee-yo! John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.